Comprehension questions. Part 1. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Saki tells David that she found a website with interesting optical illusions. She explains that optical illusions occur when the information gathered by our eyes is perceived in a way which is different from reality. She proceeds to show David an example of an optical illusion in which the lines appear to bend and move. Part 2. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Saki lets David know that she discovered a website with optical illusions that interest her. She tells David that when our eyes perceive something in a way which differs from reality, it's an optical illusion. She proceeds to show David a picture in which the lines look as if they bend and move. David is reminded of another picture he has seen, in which both a vase and two people staring at each other can be seen. David notes that the two illusions are somehow different. Part 3. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Saki tells David about a website she found. She talks about the characteristics of an optical illusion and then shows David a picture as an example. In her example, the lines appear to bend and move. David then remembers another picture he has seen, which includes both a vase and two people staring at each other. Saki tells David that there are three types of illusions and describes them. For example, she says that physiological illusions must be more dependent on our brain's past experience of interacting with the world, while cognitive illusions must be more dependent on unconscious inferences. Saki says that optical illusions help us to perceive the world in a new way.